get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show.
Their favorite thing is starving to death four-year-olds begging for mommy. And then they call it using them up when they finally whimper, give up, roll over, and die. They then have sex with the dead bodies, thank Satan, like Jimmy Savile would do, and go out and grab your next child out of the back of your yard.
I remembered Ted Gunderson. And I was reading the things he said, quotes in the 80s about there's a shadow government using pedophilia to control and blackmail the population. And it's setting up networks internationally to bring down the United States.
And you don't believe me? Fine. Okay, don't check it out. This is all documented. I don't care how horrible it sounds. It's all documented. I've covered it all here 100 times.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run giant death factories.
Keeping babies alive.
Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people?
This was Aleister Crowley stuff. We know pedophile Island's real. Jeffrey Epstein.
We're such self-centered crap that we don't even notice hell itself rising up against us.
Mainly in key positions is pedophiles. You're saying, okay, you're taking this out of context. You know, government loves us. Where do you think the pedophiles go? Because let's admit it, the UN kills hundreds of thousands of kids every year. You know, they get caught all the time. You know, there's 3,500, nothing compared to them. And there's slave brothels and the slave centers and the 1.2 million women they're kidnapping and shipping out of Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And that's mainstream news. I'm sure you might have heard about that. This is all giant UN slave brothels. They've got slave liner ships. That's been in the news. And you don't believe me? Fine. Okay, don't check it out. This is all documented. I don't care how horrible it sounds. It's all documented. I've covered it all here 100 times. We're now hearing about 700 missing in Georgia, thousands missing in California. And the government, no one's held accountable. Okay, we don't know where the kids are. We took them from homes. We don't know where they are. And then I predicted, and rightfully so, there'd be a lot of news articles in Florida. Well, they found some of the kids. And I thought they'd say we found 2,000 of them or something. No, we found 5 of them.
And when I get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show.
Coming up in the second hour, former state senator John DeCamp, who did write about connections to Penn State and child abuse in the 90s. I had forgotten that he'd talked about this. Then I saw a Red Dirt report a few days ago with quotes where he'd been talking about it years ago. Just amazing, the massive child abuse network ring at the highest levels of the Republican Party. He was hired as a big Republican in the state of Nebraska to go basically investigate it and cover it up. I mean, they didn't say, hey, it's real, go cover it up. It was, hey, this is a bunch of bull, Senator DeCamp, go prove it's bull. And so the police investigator he hired, the detective.
So next.
Well-known detective, he and his son's plane was blown up when flying to Chicago to investigate. And the rest, there were indictments, there were convictions. The feds swooped in and covered it all up. So you know about the Catholic Church, know about Penn State. I mean, what about the Texas Youth Commission? All the major youth facilities with gladiatorial fighting, the jail guards selling even, 10-year-old children out in the juvenile correctional facilities to police and judges and people coming in and other wealthy who are part of the pervert club, part of the demon club, to have their way with children all over Texas. The Texas Rangers found out and tried to stop it. They got told to back off. The head of the DPS refused to kill the investigation. He was just removed. So the pedophiles rule Texas as well. So they call the shots. And they're everywhere. They like to get into government control because it's the only place
right.
They can operate.
This should give you basically diplomatic immunity. A clue of what we're going to be covering today on The War Room, at least for the first hour. We've also got Stuart Rhodes going to be popping in. And I think I'll take your calls in the third hour as well. And then I'm going to play more of that report. That's an hour-long report of Alex talking about pedophilia and government. So we're going to skip to him later on in the third hour, talking about the Wiener laptop, which is going to be what we're going to cover when we get right back. You're watching The War Room. We're Low IQ. Infowars.com/show.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Greetings, everyone. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2026, the day after you were supposed to file your taxes, unless you're Joe Bannister. I've got more on that coming up. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me on The War Room. And as you saw in the first five, it was just a hodgepodge of Alex talking about pedophilia and government going back to the 90s and early 2000s and on Access TV. And it's something we've been talking about for a long time. And now we're seeing once again, the old Wiener laptop is wiggling around on the floor, showing everybody it's still alive and still thriving. The Wiener laptop. Lauren Boebert says she's going to be in the process of making the details of the Wiener laptop public. Now, this laptop supposedly caused, I think, up to 9 different NYPD officers to commit suicide. That's what people are saying online. I don't know if there's been an official word on that, but it's the word on the street, as they say. And this is something, I'm going to play this at the end of the show because it's kind of a long clip, but it's Alex talking about the Wiener laptop with an investigator. And this is in 2016. So, you know, we've been talking about this stuff for a while, and I know this has been out on the internet, but I'm just showing you that we're tomorrow's news today. We know what's going on, and we're here to give you the straight and skinny. But here's Lauren Boebert. This is clip one, talking about how it was so disturbing. And she's talking about FBI agents who viewed it are no longer alive. But there's also some NYPD officers who are no longer with us, supposedly, after viewing that. So here's that clip.
I actually was working on getting the Anthony Weiner laptop because I want to see the files that are on this. And while we still had Attorney General Pam Bondi, she had sent me over to the FBI. And there is no active search warrant on that computer. And so they are saying that I am unable to view it without a new search warrant. And there has to be new information. I think these Epstein files give us new information to look into the Anthony Weiner laptop.
Yes.
I absolutely want to know what was on there. What was the secret folder that was titled Life Insurance that had frazzle.rip, where people get the frazzle drip story from? I want to see this video. If it's totally fake, if it's not there, I'll come out and say it. I want to see what people are talking about. These things don't just originate out of nowhere. So if it means issuing a subpoena from the Oversight Committee to get my hands on this laptop, then that's what I will do. If there's anything linking the Anthony Weiner laptop to the Epstein files, I will use that to get another search warrant. But I'm getting my hands on this laptop and looking to see what was in it. It's been said that FBI agents who went in and viewed this laptop, many of them are not alive anymore. What is it with this laptop? It's been said that, that many have committed suicide, that it was so, disturbing.
So that's Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who, survived an attempted, they tried to get her out of office. They didn't like what she was doing, asking too many questions. Probably not, in the royal lineage that we have, the political royalties. So they were trying to get rid of her. She's still there causing a stink. And now it's moved to the Wiener laptop. And I'm going to play a little bit of a report later from the SCIF talking about that. It's about 7 minutes. But let's go to this. I mean, you know, remember Sandusky at Penn State? Well, just a little bit south of Happy Valley is Gettysburg. And Chad Allen Carr, the former Democrat mayor of Gettysburg, PA, and president of the LGBTQ Pride org in that area, was arrested with additional child sex crime charges. Now you're saying, well, when was he mayor? Well, he was mayor from January to March of this year. So he got elected last year. He took office. And then apparently he left Pennsylvania after his initial arrest. And now he's been extradited again. Let's roll the video. They come in on him into a kitchen and are putting the cuffs on him. That's clip 14.
I'll have you go ahead and set the dog down.
I'm sorry, what?
Set the dog down.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Turn around.
Sir, put the dog down.
You got anything on you?
A warrant from Pennsylvania.
A warrant for what?
It's going to be a child case.
We're going to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Pennsylvania has issued a warrant for you for some reason. Okay. And we're just here to serve you.
Can you call the attorney?
Yes, let them do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm working on destiny.
I wouldn't say anything for anything. They got three new cases on. Okay. So,
okay.
If you want to tell them, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell your business.
Yes, sir.
You're a grown man.
I understand.
This is between you and them up there.
I understand.
So if you want to talk to your parents, and I suggest talk to your attorney about it. You can tell your parents whatever you want to tell them.
I understand. Okay. Thank you, sir. Watch your head. Watch your head. Good job.
Yeah, and I pulled everything out of his pockets.
So it appears from what the cop was saying, you know, his parents were there. They're probably mortified. Like, this is our son. This is the person we raised.
Right.
We thought he was going to be mayor of Gettysburg.
And look, he's going to lock up, so don't lean back.
Now he's being arrested. I mean, totally insane at what's going on. Here's an update. And this is something, another story. I didn't even look for the video on this or any articles, but we said this from the beginning. Remember David, what was his name? David DePepe? Was it David DePepe? David DePepe. DePepe. David DePepe. He was the hammer attacker on Nancy Pelosi's husband. Well, this is being reported by at Joshua Hall 2024. A police officer who responded to the San Francisco home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the night that her husband, Paul Pelosi, was allegedly hammered in more ways than one, came forward claiming that David DePepe, the man accused of attacking Pelosi, was in fact a homosexual lover of the then speaker's husband who was engaged in a romantic affair with him. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Weren't we all criticized for that, for bringing that up? Oh, how could you say that? Making fun of it, making light of it. And the memes were out there. The officer who also revealed that calls like this to the Pelosi residence were routine and frequent. Or the lovers' quarrels between the two men. DePepe was known as a radical left Antifa activist in the area, and there was nothing unusual about what happened between the two that night. This is a major bombshell, given that this was just days before the 2022 midterms, and it was another Democrat. Was it another Democrat false flag operation? If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. Remember all the hoopla around that? And if anybody made fun of poor Paul Pelosi getting hammered in more ways than one, then... you know, you were a bad person. You were a bad person. Speaking of bad people, I will be reading the next news article from InfoWars as the tyrannical lisp.
Afghani arrested on suspicion of raping goats in France. A 19-year-old Afghan national has been arrested and charged following a series of brutal sexual attacks on goats and sheep in the Pins Marabou, a municipality of Bouches-du-Rhône near Marseille. The suspect was taken into custody by the Anti-Crime Brigade on the night of April 9th and 10th, 2026, after local sheep and goat owners alerted police. Since early 2026, several owners had discovered their animals injured, with incidents reported in both February and March. The animals had their legs tied and showed clear signs of rape, according to the French newspaper La Province.
All I can say is, poor goat. mean, ow. Goats and sheep, man. That's what you get when you let these people in your country. Remember, they're not sending their best, okay? They're literally sending goat rapers. All right, let's go to this. I just watched the first couple minutes of this, and I'm like, whoa, this is great. This guy's putting it all together. Since it seems like we may get some Wiener laptop finally, it's poking its head out. It's looking around. It's wondering, is anybody going to grab a hold of the Wiener laptop and do something with it? I mean, it's just sitting there. So this is from the SCIF. The Wiener laptop could destroy the wealthy elites in the U.S. government itself. This is a child trafficking connection to the U.S. government and its dirty politicians that they've hidden for years from you. Chief Stephen Silks threatened to release the Wiener laptop conference and contents, then ended up dead along with nine other officers right before his retirement. So let's go to clip two and we'll stop and start as needed. Go ahead.
This is the Wiener laptop breakdown, the connection to the Clintons and Chief Stephen Silks' suicide connection. This is the FBI file from Wiener when he got arrested, what they found, child pornography, and the connections to the Clintons and her email activities. Now, what they found out about Wiener was bad, but about the Clintons was even worse. So what you have here is January 17, Anthony Wiener gets slapped with the child pornography probe. Then May 17, Uma Abedin forwarded classified intel to Wiener. Then you have 18, in June 18, Inspector General report of the FBI corruption confirms evidence of sex crimes against children contained in Hillary-linked emails. Then, 2019, Epstein goes down for federal sex trafficking charges against minors. So Hillary is under investigation for money laundering and other alleged crimes linked to her and the Clinton Foundation, including play-to-pay schemes and Uranium One and more. So this is when Bill was flying all over the world, Africa and all these other places while she was in office, and they were selling intel, secrets, and access to our government. All right? All right, so this is where it gets juicy, all right? So after discovering a trove of over 500,000 emails, the new revelations on the contents from the presidential candidate Hillary, her subordinates, and even selected officials is worse than just mishandling classified and top secret emails, all right? They found money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay to play to the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felony crimes. All right, so after all the top brass and everybody in the NYPD found all the staggering, massive information, they told Comey and the FBI, like, look, you got to come through with timely indictments, all right, or we will go public, okay? He said, what's in the emails is staggering. As a father, it turned my stomach.
Hit pause real quick. Do you remember Comey coming out with any indictments? Do we remember that? Oh, no, he didn't. And this is just like what's going on with Epstein right now. There's been no indictments here in the United States, even though we've seen some action in the UK and in other countries. I think a prime minister in either Sweden or Norway tried to commit suicide because they found him out. Fact check me on that, guys. It was somewhere in Europe. It was a prime minister was like, oh, I'm not going down for this and tried to off himself. So in other countries, they're taking this stuff seriously. Here, it's like, well, you know, it's going to hurt a lot of my friends type of mentality going on. So let's continue.
Going to be any type of Houdini-like escape. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that. So this is when stuff starts to really hit the fan, okay? And in the meantime, you have Wiener and Uma. They know how serious this is, so they start actually cooperating with the FBI, and they start talking. They flipped. All right, so then while all this is going on, you have U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Okay, he issues a subpoena for Wiener's cell phone and travel records. And this is where it gets really spicy, okay? They found travel to the Bahamas and the U.S. Virgin Islands and other locations that sources would not divulge, okay? It showed their itineraries indicating Hillary Clinton, Bill, Wiener, and multiple members of Congress and other government officials accompanied convicted billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein on his Boeing 727 multiple occasions to his private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, sources said. that's been dubbed, you know, Orgy Island, Sex Slave Island, where Epstein allegedly pimped out underage girls and boys to international dignitaries. All right, so this was serious. This is where everything started to hit the fan and come out way before he got arrested. Another thing they said that was very interesting is that Hillary traveled with Epstein as a guest up to 6 times and Bill over 20 times, which we know is true with the files that came out. He traveled on the Lolita Express at least 26 to 27 times alone. And one thing that was very interesting is that the documents and emails were stored in Wiener's email on a server shared with a dog grooming service and a Western Canadian bicycle shop. Kind of a weird place, but I guess it's a good place to hide some illegal activity. Then through FEC records, they found out that Wiener was using congressional campaign funds over $92,000, which went to Ann Lewis Strategies LLC to manage his email and website, according to the FBI. So the most important part of this is that when the NYPD...
Who pays $92,000 to have their emails and website managed? Who does that? No, there's something else way going, like, that's a red flag of red flags. Oh, my website and email coordination is $92,000 a year. Do you believe that? I mean, this is a great report too. And you look at, you know, the delivery and everything, it's like, it's kind of amateurish, but he's putting information out there that you're not getting on the news. That's just a citizen who's sick and tired of the corruption, and he's not going to stop. Until we build our pedo tolerance level, we get to the top, and then we're going to say, hey, we don't want these pedos anymore. We're done with them. We're going to get rid of them. You know, and in some ways, like when you had the mob running things around, they didn't have that those problems in these places. Because the mob, if they caught wind of it, they would just kill you. You know, that's what would happen. I'm not saying that's the way we should go back to. We should have people working with each other in, you know, in honesty and in with dignity and getting stuff done without all this crime and corruption. I got so much corruption. I've got an article here, an ex post with a video. I guess we'll call it an article. One lady in a town of 15,000 was bilking millions out of the city. Millions. And not fixing the roads and not paying for firefighters. And she had one of the things she had was a $2 million motorhome. $2 million motorhome. I mean, that's a freaking rolling castle. All right, let's continue. How much more time we got left on this? All right, yeah, let's finish it up.
The FBI and said, if you don't do something about this, we're going to go public. That's when everything went sour.
Yeah, that's when they all started.
So after they threatened the FBI takes back the Wiener laptop and poof, it disappears. Then you have all of these officers that were involved. They all start magically dying with self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head in a very short period of time. Over 9 officers, some within days after each other. So that they start targeting all these officers because they made copies of it. They knew that the FBI knew that they knew what they saw and what they had and knew they had to get rid of them before this got out to the public.
Chief Stevens. Pause right there. Did Bongino do anything about this? Did he uncover this? Did the Cash Patel uncover any of this? No. We're still doing the same old song and dance. Here's the lesson. Would be good people out there that come across evil crap and don't know what to do with it. Get it out there. Because if you hold on to it, they will kill you to stop you from putting it out. So don't say, I'm going to put it out. Don't be like, next week, here comes the big reveal. No, just put it out. Guess what? When you just put it out, it gets even a bigger response because people are surprised by it, and it'll get a lot of energy behind it. Trust me. And if you have, you know, good IT people, you can keep it from getting taken down by the bad actors, the bad IT actors out there, the black hat hackers. You know, if you're going to get some white hat hackers there to help out. Didn't we have Anonymous get on and said they had a bunch of emails from somebody and they were going to release them? Oh, we got all this stuff. They haven't released anything. It was a couple months. It was like a month ago. Anonymous said something, I think in February. They had hacked somebody's accounts and they were going to release all this stuff. Nothing. Just put it out. That's all we need. We just want you to put it out so we can look at it and then as adults go, wow, these are people we need to put in jail now. Now our pedo tolerance level is redlining. Yeah, Wiener for mayor. This guy was going to run for mayor of New York. And he almost got away with it all. He almost got away with it all. All right, we'll finish it up.
The one who allegedly made copies of the Wiener laptop and who allegedly shot himself in the head in an unmarked patrol car in civilian clothes just 1 month before he would turn 63 and face mandatory retirement. Chief Silks was very closely and heavily involved in the investigation of the laptop seized from former Congressman Wiener, which allegedly held volumes of Hillary Clinton email evidence on it. A fellow officer said that Silks was deeply committed to the job and reportedly submitted his mandatory retirement papers the day before. So he goes and shoots himself the day after? I don't think so. Other sources say Deputy Chief was heavily involved in the sex crimes investigations of Anthony Wiener, and the chief personally oversaw the evidence gathering from a laptop computer seized from Wiener in that investigation. The laptop is alleged to have contained numerous emails from Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State and numerous files in a folder titled
insurance policy. Yeah.
Which reportedly contained extraordinary details about child sex rings operated by and for use of high-ranking government officials nationwide. And then ultimately, the laptop had to be turned over by the NYPD to the FBI, which allegedly lost it. Poof, it's gone. That's a bombshell right there. The rumors are that the Chief Silks took copies of the hard drive because they were suspicious of the feds and they wanted to make certain that the evidence was preserved so people will go down, okay? It is now believed that Deputy Chief Silks was that official, but no one is confirming or denying that information at this time.
Well, and who knows if he still has it?
So, was it Chief Silks, and was there any other officers? And is that why?
We can go on from there. I mean, if you have this information, you got to put it out. You can't sit on it. Because obviously you're going to be marked for death. I mean, a guy turns in his retirement paperwork, and the next day, I'm just going to shoot myself in the head. No, that's not how reality works. But they had stumbled upon something that probably really freaked them out. And so, who knows? I don't think nine NYPD officers with all the stuff they see in New York committed suicide. But there you have it. That's the Wiener laptop. It's rearing its ugly head again. Will we get it? Will Lauren Boebert be successful, or will she be stymied by the FBI? They're going to say, oh, we lost it. We don't have it. It's with the telemetry data that took us to the moon. And now they're saying the hardware. We don't have the hardware anymore. It's just so silly. It's so silly that we let these pedophiles rule over us and we keep electing them back into office. That's what's so silly about it. All right, when we get back, I got a whole bunch of government corruption. I got Stuart Rhodes in the second hour, and then I will take your calls in the third hour. But I'll give out that number at the end of having Stuart on. But you're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz. Give me a follow, and we'll be right back after this. You can also follow us at InfoWars.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label. We're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research, and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick.
Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Think about what we're doing in this world, where your place fits in. Are you sitting on the Wiener laptop? If you are, put it out to the world. Don't sit on stuff like that. Tell you end up with a double peephole.
He shot himself twice behind the head.
It was Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head with a shotgun. Because the first time didn't quite get him, so, you know. And he was just covering government drug trafficking. That's all he was covering. The crack epidemic that was run by the CIA so they could get money and sell guns. Guns for drugs. All right. This is Thomas Massie. And, you know, he's kind of... he's just going to kind of set the tone for the rest of this. We're going to go into government corruption. And, you know, he's kind of going after Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles, which he should be because they were getting money. They were basically their lobbyists. She wasn't the attorney general. She was the general lobbyist of the Justice Department. And Susie Wiles, you know, she's chief of staff. She's the chief of lobbying. You know, that's all these people are. They're just agents to go in there and make sure that the interests of giant corporations aren't harmed by any of the policies of the government going forward. So here's Thomas Massie talking about that. And let's roll the clip.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to let the American people know that this government is under siege. All three branches of this government is under siege by lobbyists and lawyers from a German company named Bayer. They spent over $9 million lobbying the executive branch and the legislative branch so that they don't have to be liable for any damages that their herbicide causes, otherwise known as Roundup. And they're having some success. Now, they haven't had any success yet in this chamber to get that immunity. They've had some success in the state legislatures, which are also under siege, to get this immunity from liability. Look, the Constitution guarantees people a trial if they've been harmed. Why are we contemplating going against the Constitution? The Attorney General has opined favorably for this German company in front of the Supreme Court about getting rid of any liability that they should have for any damages. And the most recent thing that we've seen, the executive branch. By the way, the president's chief of staff and the president's attorney general worked for one of the biggest lobbying firms that's received hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars from Bayer. And maybe that's why we've seen an executive order that says that the production of this chemical from this German company is a national defense priority. And we know why they're doing that. It's to keep them from having any liability. Everybody in this country deserves their day in court. This is wrong. We shouldn't succumb to the lobbyists, not in the executive branch, not in the judicial branch, and certainly not here in Congress.
That's right. Thank you, Thomas Massie. And remember my 12-point plan I put out on what date did I put this out on? April 12th. Point three. End all congressional stock trading and all foreign lobbying. Oh, take care of that right there. Take care of that. Oh, you're from another country? No, you don't get to come into, you don't even get to step into our capital. You're just like, you're shunned. You can't talk to any of these people. You can't take them out to dinner. You make it a felony if you meet with a foreign corporation. That's it. That's all you do. You're removed from office if you meet, you don't do this, well, we're going to censor you and we're going to slap your hand and we're going to move your office down to the basement. No, no, no. You just lose your job. That's how it works. When you screw up in the real world, you lose your job. When you screw up in Congress, you get a raise. You get more. It's ridiculous. So let's go to this clip. Yeah, this is just a news report on a single accountant stole $53 million from her employer over a 20-year period and nobody noticed. This was Rita Crondwell. She was Rita Crondwell. Comptroller of Dixon, Illinois. Yeah, big, big place. You know how big it was? 15,000 people. And with just 15,000 people, she was able to launder and steal $53 million. She owned 400 horses, multiple farms, a custom bus, and a $2.1 million motorhome. I mean, and the only reason she was caught, she had a substitute, probably on one of her lavish vacations, a substitute accountant covered her desk while she was on vacation. And she'd been cutting jobs and road repairs for years. So $53 million, one person, one town of 15,000 people. What do you think is going on in the city of Baltimore, in Chicago? Billions. Here's the report.
She admitted to stealing money from her hometown, yet Rita Crondwell didn't utter a word, not even an apology.
Excuse me.
As she left court today, the first time as a federal criminal.
Right. Any idea why she wouldn't talk to us today and just apologize to the people of Dixon?
Can't answer any questions.
But the question of where that $53 million went was all around the 59-year-old. Horses, trailers, custom furniture, flat-screen TVs, a Florida vacation home. the best of the best, all paid for with taxpayer dollars. Taxpayers angry enough to show up and hear Crundwell say the word guilty.
I've known her all my life, and I worked with her face to face, and she lied and cheated to us, and I feel betrayed.
It's caused a lot of turmoil, a lot of hard feelings, a lot of, you know, accusations.
I would really myself like to see some sign of remorse. I haven't seen it at all.
It should serve as a warning and hopefully a lesson.
Acting U.S. Attorney Gary Shapiro, alongside the FBI and United States Marshals, say Crundwell's master plan should have been caught sooner. And despite her seemingly honest image, even the generous hometown girl can tell a lie.
Public officials who manage their citizens' money need to trust if they must, but they need to verify. There was, as far as we can tell, no verification here.
So there you go. Former Dixon comptroller convicted of stealing $54 million has sentence commuted by President Biden. Look at that. See how that works? Boom. Because you know why? She's a Democrat who kept her mouth shut. You think any of that money was going towards Democrats in the state? Huh? Well, ICE, the head of ICE, Director Todd Lyons, revealed that they just caught and busted the largest gift card fraud scam ever. I'm not quite sure how the grift works, but I think what they do is they get you to get a gift card and send it to them, and then people steal it. But they're taking this money, and it was being sent directly back to China. Here is Todd Lyons with the details.
What we've found is that it's key for HSI to have the ability to work international. And that is with our partnership, again, as I spoke earlier about in the Indo-Pacific region, that is key right now. The CCP is a huge threat, as well as their transnational criminal organizations that have come over here to just wreak havoc. And I'll give you an example. HSI actually broke the largest gift card fraud case ever, and it was from transnational gangs within the CCP that were sending that back money back to military units in China. And that all came from gift card fraud here in the United States.
So we're literally funding our own adversaries.
Yes.
Through that fraud.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunately military-aged Chinese males that entered under the last administration through the porous border that were able to go. And it's something as simple as gift card fraud. We're just supplying small amounts, whether it be $20, $15, back to the People's Republic of China. And that was huge.
And that's all coming from people who can afford it the least, right? I've talked to some of these people who've been victims of fraud, and it is incredible what these transnational organizations are doing to take advantage of our most vulnerable, many of them senior citizens in places like Iowa, who are taken advantage of.
And how does this work? So the way the gift card scam works is you'll get a call from an agency, and this usually happens to older people, and it's like, hey, I'm your niece. You know me, your niece, right? And they're like, huh? I'm in trouble. I need you to go get a gift card and give me the number and give me the PIN, and they'll release me. I'm in some trouble. Or it'll be some government agency you've never heard of or some tech support thing, and you start talking to these people who, you know, are older, that might not have everything together, might just barely be living on their own. And they're like, well, I'm a good person. I want to take care of this. I did something wrong. And so they go and buy the gift card and give it to them. And then they, I guess what the Chinese are doing is just taking this money and just shipping it back to China. So that's how the gift card scam works. They almost did this to my dad. He got a call and they were claiming to be my sister and that she was in trouble. And he was like, it sounded weird. And he actually went to the bank, and the bank started asking him questions. And he's like, wait a minute, you know, you're right. And then he called my sister, and she answered the phone. And she's like, no, I'm fine. And that was the end of that. But, you know, had he not done a little bit of due diligence, and, you know, they wanted $10,000. So this happens all the time. And there are some good scammer busters out there on YouTube. And I fully enjoy watching their videos where they scam the scammers. It's always good to see. Always good to see when we have that. All right, let's go to this. This is another kind of philosophical piece. This is Ian Bremmer. Or Bremmer. He's a political science. And he's basically talking about how governments don't really run the world anymore. It's corporations through lobbying and through, you know, we're going to set up this little thing. And so people aren't voting on stuff. Even like, you know, you could look at the ballroom. You would say, okay, maybe the ballroom should be voted on. You know, and Trump's like, look, I'm getting private money. You know, it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything. But then we find out, oh, they're building a bunker underneath. What is that bunker for? I think Jack Cruz said it's to protect him when the magnetic field of the United States goes away, or the Earth starts to be penetrated by solar radiation, some hardcore solar radiation. So here's Ian Bremmer talking about how, you know, governments are just very basically ceremonial, okay, because it's multinational corporations, it's elite billionaires, they're running the show. Here it is.
So Altman talks about you're going to need to pay for intelligence the way you pay for water.
Yeah.
Or pay for gas. And that average American hears that and goes, what? I'm going to have to pay for intelligence?
Yeah.
That feels like something we have free will over. Suddenly you don't. Suddenly a company has control over that.
You know, if you had a wand and you could wave the wand and solve this techno oligarchy,
yeah.
What would you do?
I want three things. I want three types of governance. First, I want to make sure that the United States and China start to have AI arms control conversations. When we were fighting the Soviets, there were no arms control discussions until after 1962, Cuban Missile Crisis. We almost blew up the entire world. That was super dangerous with much, much lower levels of technology. And then after that, we said, oh, maybe we should like have a hotline between the two leaders. Oh, maybe we should have deconfliction. Maybe we should not invest in certain areas. Maybe we shouldn't try to develop Star Wars defense, for example. Maybe we should have some arms control agreements that limit, you know, what we do so that it's safer. We desperately need that between the Americans and the Chinese. That's number one. Number one. Second thing we need, the financial markets. We all need the financial markets, right? We need them systemically. When there's a financial crisis, the whole world comes together to get out of the financial crisis. And it doesn't matter if you're capitalist or communist. The People's Bank of China, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Fed, they all work together because they are first and foremost technocrats who understand that we need the markets to function. You need something like that for AI. You need an AI stability board so that whenever there is a model that creates a danger to us globally, like Anthropic just did last week, that model is dangerous to all of us globally because any software with a potential bug in it is findable by that model and it can be exploited. That's an incredibly dangerous weapon. So we don't want everyone to have that. So you need at scale, because everyone's going to develop this stuff, you need an AI stability board like the financial stability board that is governed by technocrats, by people that have an independent capacity to identify threats to the systemic environment, the AI environment that we need to work, that can communicate that to the people that have power and that can immediately attack and address it. Right? That's the second thing we need. We don't have that yet. The third thing we need is we have to have an ability to fund AI for people that otherwise would not be able to take advantage of it. We've got half of Africa that doesn't have electricity. The gap between people with electricity and
Africa
people who don't have electricity
chatbots.
Is going to be a hell of a lot worse when it's AI. It's going to be a gap between people that act like empowered human beings, hybrid individuals that have AI as a principal relationship and can deploy that knowledge, and people that we won't even treat as human beings.
Like a different species almost.
Like a different species. That's unacceptable. We can't allow humanity to develop that way. So we have to spend the money to ensure that everyone has access. We aren't close to that.
Yeah. Honestly, you're listening to that and like, this is creepy as hell. First of all, we're going to let these technocrats who are already... You see them in the World Economic Forum. You see them in the UN. You know, they're pie in the sky. It's climate change. Remember how climate change was going to kill us all? But now we've got money for data centers that are the size of 8 football fields and sound like, locomotives running next to your house 365 days a year. Well, now it's okay. Now it's okay that we're going to build gas plants with 36 inch. Okay, how big is 36 inches? Well, it's 3 feet. So that's about 1 foot. That's about 2 feet. Oh, a pipe 3 feet in diameter, okay, is going to be sending gas to a Meta data center in Louisiana. And it's millions of, it's enough to power 7 million homes, like almost half the state of Louisiana. One business is doing that. And this guy's like, we need to make sure that the technocrats are in charge. All they're going to do is build more data centers. Honestly, what needs to happen is this stuff needs to survive or fail on the market. And what you do is you make a law that says you can't use AI. The government cannot use AI in terms of if they're like what they put out those pictures of those of the supposed Charlie Kirk shooter. And they're like, we AI enhanced them. And then you saw you the little image on his shirt was transformed into something else. And it didn't even look the same. But it's AI enhanced, so we have to believe it. Well, now we have this. This just came out on Fox News. Susan Rice had this memo that's blowing up, and she says on tape, she basically caught on tape saying, we got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants, and it's going to be challenging how to teach them, and we get them, get their votes in the belt. So it's what we've told you. That's why they opened the borders. It's not because they care about these people. It's that they want to be able to control them so they could teach them how to vote. Here's a clip.
Susan Rice, former President Obama's key advisor, is heading up the operation of tasking our federal agencies to actually get votes from illegal immigrants.
Are you saying you have proof that the Democrats are trying to recruit illegals, migrants, to vote in our presidential election? Is that what you just said?
There is a memo from Susan Rice that says we've got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants. It's going to be challenging to teach them how to make sure we get their votes in the ballot. They don't say whether they're going to make them citizens first or not.
Well, they're not. They're giving them.
That was a pretty stunning remark from New York Congressman.
They're giving them licenses. I mean, they get into the country. Here's your phone. Go apply for your license. When you get your license, oh, you're automatically registered to vote. Oh, that was a glitch. That was a glitch. We didn't know that that's what's going to happen. We better fix that, right? Right, engineer? You're going to go out and fix that. And the engineer's like, yeah. No, I'm just working on taking the stuff that was down here in your screen and moving it up here. I'm not working on fixing the vote system, lady. I mean, it's truly remarkable. You got a lady in a town of 15,000 people that can build 53 million. I mean, how much do you think is going out the door? And Doge was finding it, and they're like, oh, we can't have Doge. We can't have this anymore. Here's a short clip. Remember, everybody was bitching about Trump dressed up as Jesus. Well, everybody forgets in 2008, this went back to 2008, there's actually a clip we had on Obama deception. It was Jamie Foxx going, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And everybody goes, yay, Barack Obama. And everybody, hey. So that was okay. Jamie Foxx could say that because, you know, he did a good job at Ray Charles and Django. So we're going to let him say that. Here's just some images that were being put out by the Obama team as the Obama Messiah. He was going to be the great black hope. It's just a short clip. Like 11 seconds long. Roll it. 16 seconds. Clip six. It's okay.
It's okay because he's black. This is okay.
Rob, I sent you the Alex Jones version of the Trump picture and the Roger Stone version. Do you have those? There's the Alex Jones version. He's healing Lord Fauci. And then there's the Roger Stone one. He said, I think he said something about being a doctor. He's like, I'm a doctor now. I don't know if you got that one, but, yeah, I said robes are the new pinstripes. That's how it is. All right, let's go to this clip. This is what we need. We need the fire under our bellies. We need to be pissed off. This is a woman in Ireland, she seems like she's more of a ginger, very fair-haired Irish lass who's pissed off like the rest of the country is. And she's getting up there, not the greatest speaker, but she's got a lot of heart. And that's all you need at this point. You just need heart and you need to speak from your heart. And things will flow. Here it is.
We're not thriving. The country is dying. It's dying. There's no fun, no laughter, no happiness, no community anymore. Let's not pretend.
It's all stress.
It's all stress. It's all silence. Whispering at kitchen tables, whispering in corners, afraid to say anything in case you're silenced and mocked and slandered and verbally abused. Well, come and find me, because you know me and you won't silence me. Stand up for each other, not for politics. 1916, and I mention it because of the history of our country, because of the slavery, the poverty. There are men and women here my age and older than me. Don't pretend we had money. We didn't have money. We only got... What have you done with it?
Wondrous.
The government squandered $1.9 trillion in taxes. $1.9
trillion.
Where is it gone? And your younger generations, please. I spoke to some of you yesterday. Please. You grew up with more than what I had. But don't think that that can't vanish. Because right now, you do not have what I had when I was your age. I had freedom.
Yeah, now they've built around them, you know, a slave grid, a slave system. And that's what's going on in Europe. And they finally are rising up. They're finally having enough. They've finally been pushed down in the mud so far, they can't breathe at all, and they're trying to stand up. And we're trying to spread that message of people standing up. So one way you can do that, especially as we get to this time where we're about to have a transition, is get to the alexjonesstore.com. It's our main sponsor, Bigly. Right now, we got Ultra Methylene Red, 72% off the subscription. If you like Methylene Blue and Methylene Red together, now you can get the Methylene Red for just $22.39 a month. It's a big bottle. It's huge. And it goes great. You can use it by itself or with the Methylene Blue. It's got some amazing compounds. We actually worked with AI systems to develop this formula, looking at different things that would work with Methylene Blue to help, you know, get that focus and that clarity and keep the mitochondrial energy going, because that's literally the powerhouse of the cell is the mitochondria. And when it's working good, you're working good. I can tell you my experience with Methylene Blue. I took it for about a month and a half, one pill every other day. I took some time off. I did it again for another couple weeks. I still haven't gone back on it just because I feel great. But you need to see it for yourself. You need to experience it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Check it out. And on the other side, I'll tell you about some of the other great specials we have. And we got Stuart Rhodes coming up as well. So stay tuned and go to TheAlexJonesStore.com during this break right now. Thank you.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Light.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.